Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn lesson 19. But first, we need to review what we have learned last time. Now let's listen to the tape.
I believe that this house is for sale.
That's right.
May I have a look at it, please?
Yes, of course. Come in.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived here for 20 years.
20 years? That's a long time.
Yes, I've been here since 1976.
Then why do you want to sell it?
Because I've just retired. I want to buy a small house in the country.
How much does this house cost?
£68,500.
That's a lot of money.
It's worth every penny of it.
Well, I like the house, but I can't decide yet. My wife must see it first.
Women always have the last word.
好，根据上节课的内容，本节课的重点依然是现在完成时。首先，让我们复习一下动词原形、过去式以及过去分词的变形。第一组。Buy, bought, bought. Find, found, found. Get, got. Have, had. Hear, heard. Leave, left. Go, went. Lose, lost. Make, made. Meet, met. Send. Sweep, swept. Tell, told. 第二组。Cut. Put. Read. Set. Shut. Did. Come. Given. Swim. Took. 现在请根据刚才我们复习的内容完成下列的表格。好，大家做的都很不错。现在我们来进行几组对话练习。首先 ,practice one, 第一题。They have already arrived at the airport. 请将此句改成否定句。They haven't arrived at the airport yet. 请将此句改成一般疑问句并做出回答。Have they arrived at the airport yet? Yes, they have. No, they haven't.The second one. She has lived in Beijing since 2000. She hasn't lived in Beijing since 2000. Has she lived in Beijing since 2000? Yes, she has. No, she hasn't. Next one, number three. We have stayed in Shanghai for a long time.We haven't stayed in Shanghai for a long time. Have you stayed in Shanghai for a long time? Yes, we have. No, we haven't. The fourth one. He has just finished his homework. He hasn't just finished his homework. Has he just finished his homework? Yes, he has. No, he hasn't.好，根据刚才我们的练习，请大家注意的是，现在完成时中，如果时间状语用 since， 我们后面一般会跟一个点时间；如果跟 for， 我们要加一个段时间。
Okay, now let's come to lesson 19. Have you done something yet?
Go to London yesterday?
Yes.I went to London yesterday.
What about your mother?
She hasn't gone to London yet.
Did you see that film last week?
Yes, I saw that film last week.
What about the children?
They haven't seen that film yet.
Did you speak to the boss this morning?
Yes, I spoke to the boss this morning.
What about Mr. Jones?
He hasn't spoken to the boss yet.
Did you put on your coat a minute ago?
Yes, I put on my coat a minute ago.
What about John?
He hasn't put on his coat yet.
Did you take your medicine this morning?
Yes, I took my medicine this morning.
What about Penny?
She hasn't taken her medicine yet.
Lesson 19. Have you read the book? 你读了这本书吗？奥古斯丁是基督教历史上一个举足轻重的人物，人们尊敬他称为教会博士 ,the Doctor of Church。他确实有出色的才华。20多岁时，他就已经是罗马帝国的大学教授了。和我们一样，出色的才华不过是增加我们犯罪的能力和资本而已，并不能让我们过一个圣洁、敬畏上帝、尊重世人的生活。所以，奥古斯丁在成年之后，过着一种极其糜烂的生活。他早就使自己的侍女怀孕生子，却又不想负责，继续和其他的女人厮混。他母亲为他祷告了10年，求上帝改变他的儿子，成为一名基督徒，但是久久不见奏效，以至于连奥古斯丁自己都厌恶了自己。一次，他在无花果树下痛哭流涕，质问上帝说，为什么不是现在就拯救他脱离这淫乱的罪捆绑呢？他听到了小孩唱道，拿起书来读，拿起书来读。他立刻明白是上帝告诉他要读圣经，于是他拿起圣经读，一翻开圣经，他的眼睛就看到了罗马书，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增加敬嫉妒。他在自己写的忏悔录中回忆道，顿觉有一道恬静的光射在心中，溃散了弥漫整个的余震。这一句圣经经文释放上帝的大能，治愈了他多年的沉寂，挽救了他脱离罪恶的泥沼。你读过圣经了吗？你若读过，你也会感受到上帝改变更新我们的身心灵是有大能的，因为这书就是上帝的话语。主啊，求你也更新我的生命，脱离罪恶的泥沼，成为一个与你一样有益的人。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。Thank you.